Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for April 10th, 2026 at 7:02 a.m. We have five key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. The world's largest contract chip maker, TSMC, saw its first quarter revenue surge an impressive 35% to $35.7 billion. This strong performance, which beat market forecasts, is a direct result of the booming demand for artificial intelligence applications. TSMC, a key supplier to tech giants like Nvidia and Apple, had given guidance of up to $35.8 billion in its last earnings call, and these preliminary results are right in line. The company's shares closed up more than 2% on Friday, underscoring investor confidence in its position at the forefront of the AI revolution. Investors will be watching closely for TSMC's full first quarter earnings report on April 16th for an updated outlook on the current quarter and full year. Next up, update 2. Following the impressive chip sector news, the AI story continues to drive momentum in big tech. Shares of Amazon, the cloud computing and online retail behemoth, jumped 4.5% in afternoon trading. This significant move came after CEO Andy Jassy's annual shareholder letter highlighted the exceptionally strong performance of the company's artificial intelligence business. Amazon Web Services, or AWS, is a dominant force in cloud infrastructure, and its deepening integration and offering of AI solutions are clearly resonating with investors. This upward trend suggests growing optimism around Amazon's strategic AI investments and their potential to fuel future growth across its diverse operations. Now for update number 3. Shifting our focus to international market trends, Australia's Information and Communications Technology, or ICT, market is poised for significant growth through 2029. A new intelligence report highlights that this expansion will be primarily fueled by ongoing digital transformation efforts across various sectors, with a particular emphasis on artificial intelligence, cloud computing, the Internet of Things, and cybersecurity solutions. Cloud computing, in particular, is identified as a key growth opportunity, buoyed by supportive government initiatives. The banking, financial services, and insurance sector, known as BFSI, remains the largest revenue contributor within Australia's ICT landscape, driving continued robust investment in these advanced tech solutions. This presents an important signal for global tech providers like Microsoft, IBM, and Oracle, suggesting strong regional demand for their enterprise services. Continuing with update 4. Returning to the semiconductor space, analog chip manufacturer Texas Instruments saw its stock climb 3% in the afternoon session. This positive movement was spurred by Stifel Nicolaus upgrading the shares to a buy rating and simultaneously raising its price target on the stock to $250. Analyst upgrades like this often provide a significant boost, reflecting a renewed or strengthened confidence in a company's prospects, especially in a sector as dynamic as semiconductors. For investors, this signals potential upside for Texas Instruments, suggesting that the market sees continued demand for their essential analog chips, which are critical components across a wide range of industries, from automotive to industrial applications. And our final update, number 5. Finally, let's turn our attention to the telecommunications giant, Verizon Communications. There's been a subtle but important shift in its fair value price target, moving from $50.76 to $51.17. This minor adjustment comes amidst a divided analyst sentiment regarding the company's future. While some analysts are highlighting positive progress on subscriber growth and ongoing cost-cutting initiatives, others are raising concerns about transparency, disclosures, and increasing competitive pressure within the telecom sector. This evolving narrative underscores the challenges and opportunities facing Verizon. Investors should carefully monitor the company's efforts to balance subscriber acquisition with efficient cost management, while also watching for clear communication on its strategic outlook in a fiercely competitive market. That concludes all five updates in your morning brief for April 10th, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.